Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm in Bologna, Italy at the Gersai Show, and I'm with Armando Caffiera, the Managing Director of the Ceramics of Italy Trade Association. Armando, how you doing?
Everything very well here at Gersai. Happy to have you back here in Bologna, Kemp. Good morning to all your listeners.
Before we get into the show, let's talk a little bit about the position of Italy in the world production of tile. Just sat in your press conference last night in a historic castle that was built 700 years ago. You gave some statistics I wanted to share with my listeners. If you look at the ceramic business in Italy, the total production in value is $5.5 billion. And out of that, you export $4.5 billion. And that number, if you compare 18 to 17, is up 4.7%. So the business is actually doing okay, right?
That's correct. We are working in quite a complex international context. Some areas are, if not in recession, slowing down. So the fact that through innovation and investments, our industry is leading position, particularly on the export market, is solid.
You can't live in the United States and not hear about the European economy being in a flat mode, a mode of slow growth. So for you to have that type of growth in this business, I would say you're beating most of the other Italian industries, aren't you?
That's correct. Our ceramic industry went through a tough time after 2008, but continue to invest, and particularly in the last cycle of 4 or 5 years where we invested over 2 billion euros have put us in the position to cope also with a slowdown, particularly in the European economy nowadays.
Now, Armando, our listeners are most interested in the American consumption of your product. Since your products are of such great beauty and value and they cost more, by dollars, you're the largest export.
That's correct, Kemp. We have a leading position when we look at the value numbers of exports. But the U.S., we have to recognize, is a very competitive market. Competition has increased, has improved the products, but we work on the aesthetics of our products, and we continue to believe that that is the way to serve the U.S. market.
One little fun fact I noticed last night, I think I got this right, is that your domestic consumption in Italy here is also 15% by area, but the Americans buy more expensive products because the dollar numbers were a little different. So the products that you export to the United States are of higher value than what the Italians consume here domestically. Is that correct?
That's correct. Of course, U.S. production has grown considerably also because of the investments, direct investments of our companies. So what is the core of our export is higher end of the market because correctly the more basic products are offered by U.S. producers or also by other countries. That way we believe that there is a larger possibility for our products to come to the U.S., but we'll be working on that.
Actually, I think you've just answered my next question, but I'll go ahead and ask it. What are you doing to ensure that you remain in that number one position as far as the leading export supplier in the United States in value? And I think it's because you focus on being in the upper end of the market and not just competing on price.
That's definitely our direction. The quality, the aesthetic, the performance of the products and the aesthetics, which have to be combined with a continuous effort on sustainability. Particularly, I know that the part of the U.S. market that is looking for higher-end product, it's looking also for more sustainable products, also to incorporate in the building, in LEED certification efforts, which is environmental, but also social and economics.
Then you just answered my next question. The world knows that the use of ceramic tile has been impacted by a new product called LVT. And in our country, the ceramic business was probably growing at a 4 to 5% clip for many years since the last recession, and this year was flat. So the question to you is, you know, what are you doing to counter this competitive threat from this vinyl flooring that's become so popular?
I believe that as ceramic producers, we have to take a responsibility. For a large number of years, we've been more competing among us, then trying to stress the value of our ceramic products to the market altogether. And that has given a rising opportunity to other products, particularly the plastic-based materials, to compete on prices and other issues which are easy to communicate. But if you look them in the long term, they don't compete with the value of ceramics, such as durability, resistance to fire, the fact that it's an inert material, so it does not produce toxic substances, is totally unallergic. And we have to go back to this value of ceramics altogether to communicate the quality of our products. And we are moving on forward in these efforts. I think in the next weeks we'll also building up on some efforts that we've been doing here in Italy and Europe with some videos that will also go on the web. We have to pull together our actions.
I've been to some trade shows where they show a lot of LVT. And when you walk through this show, which is over, I mean, there's 22 buildings of ceramic tile, the versatility, the ability to have different looks is such a wider range. It's almost humorous to think that this new product is competing with something you guys have been doing. I mean, you guys have been baking dirt, making ceramic for 7,000 years over here in this land, right?
That's absolutely correct. We have tried to improve in all these 7,000 years. I believe that we got some positive results. But at the end of the day, the quality of the product does also incorporate the quality of life that we have in our country. Basically, all our entrepreneurs, our workers, live in a very concentrated area where we manufacture some of the best products in the world. And I think our guest here at Versailles can experience also the quality of life, which is quite unique, and it's the best key performance indicator of a sustainability effort.
All right, real quick, just before we run out of time, Armando, I just want to hit the key points that are new for the show this year. This show last year brought 112,000, and I think you're anticipating even a bigger crowd this year. You have a new famous bathroom exhibit, which is artistic and lighthearted. But you also have some serious things. You've got an architectural presentation. Felipe Asade from Chile is going to be presenting tomorrow, right?
That's correct. And also all our Costruir, Abitare, Pensare, the architectural program, very international, with Felipe Asade presenting tomorrow and other architects being part of the show, is pointing on sustainability issues of architectural world at the international level. And this is the key motive of our efforts to increase the presence of architecture and interior designers here at Versailles, which still means that we are having a focus on ceramic products, but we also look to other issues of interest for our prescriptors. We are looking to have all the sectors where ceramic products can be used to participate in Versailles. And I think this effort that has been going on for some years is paying off, and we are seeing more architects coming into this year's show.
Well, as I said, you're the managing director for this trade association that's about all ceramics, but this show in and itself, you're building another building. Next year, there's going to be another building here, right?
That's correct. The investment in Bologna structure is going on. We had two new pavilions last year and one new next year of 8,000 square meters. It will be the largest pavilion in the show. And actually, this will give us another opportunity to reconsider the floor plan, to open to some new sectors, and to make our show always more interest for our clients, for our distributors throughout the world, and to attract more architects and interior designers.
Well, I can't say enough that if you haven't been to the show, you need to go and experience it at least once.
We are also a part of a program, the Bologna Design Week, that is going on together with Versailles, with more events coming on in the city. And I think spend some days next year in Bologna from September 27th to October 1st for our international guests will be a good opportunity, and we'll be very happy to receive them.
Okay, Armando, it's good to talk to you again. Been talking to Armando Caffiera, the Managing Director of the Ceramics of Italy Trade Association, and you've been listening to Kempar and Florelli.net.